Morning. Welcome to the Kanawha City Church of Christ. Let's begin our worship by singing together, "Lead Me to Calvary." King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed guarded thee whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross o'er thee, even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord. A common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word. A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord. A common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's word.
Let's pray together. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for this time together that we can gather together and praise your name and spend time with other believers. And Father, we just pray that we can have unity here in our church, unity in our lives. We pray that we have a common bond with each other in the truth of your word. And Father, we pray that our worship service this morning, that you're here with us, that you bless us with your presence, that you are pleased with the time that we have here together, and that we take what we learned this morning and we apply it to our lives, and that ultimately we are light to the community, that we bring others to Christ. And we just love you, Lord, and we're so glad to be here. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to take a minute. Say hi to your neighbors. I'm not hugging anybody this morning. I've got a cold, so don't come near me. But greet each other, and we'll join back up with worship in just a few minutes. All right, if we encourage everyone to make their way back to their seats, and while you're doing so, I'll make a quick announcement. Just a reminder that VBS is fast approaching. It's 2 weeks from today, and so we want to encourage everyone to participate. We're also handling the snacks during that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday Vacation Bible School, and there's a pre-registration process. For information, see Sheila, and she can help you get squared away. Let's, if it's convenient, I'll ask you to stand and sing the next couple songs with me. And let's continue our worship by singing Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts,
hearts full of praise.
So be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory to the King of Kings.
Lord, we lift up your name with heart.
Hearts full of praise,
so be exalted,
O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest.
Lord,
we lift up your name
with heart.
With hearts full of praise,
so be exalted,
O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
We will glorify thy name.
Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
We will
glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
And we will glorify thy name.
Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Amen. Please be seated. In just a few moments, we'll have the opportunity to take the Lord's Supper. And if you didn't get a cup or the bread, just raise your hand and Tom or someone will grab one and bring it to you. So prior to that communion service, let's sing together, Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the
For all of you out there that were expecting Greg up here and thinking, man, he's looking rough this morning. I'm actually the older, worn out version of Greg that hates public speaking. So, but Greg had heard me give this before at a veterans thing. And I felt it was important on this Memorial Day to give you three short scenarios to think about communion in Christ, and also to remember others that have sacrificed for us. So I'm gonna give you the first one. Many years ago, after months of training, I'm not a good public speaker, but I'm a good public reader, so this is how this is gonna go. I was assigned to a special operations unit, and I had just become combat qualified, and I was very young. It was my first mission without an instructor, so I was really nervous. And then at our briefing, we were told that this was an extremely classified mission, and if we went down, nobody was coming after us, and we were on our own and don't get captured. So you can imagine the stress level went to a whole new height. And while we were getting our survival gear, I noticed as we walked out, there was an altar set up, and there was a Catholic priest giving communion, and several of the guys stopped, and we went on out to the airplane. Things were extremely busy and getting ready, and then as we taxied out, they had another priest swinging incense and sprinkling holy water, imagine, on our planes, which I'd never seen that before, so we were all very nervous. And as we got out, there was a delay because one of the planes in front of us had some trouble, and we weren't allowed to talk on our microphones, except about the mission once we pass the takeoff line. So anyway, I was sitting there and the navigator kicked my boot, which made me about have to change my flight suit. But anyway, he grabbed his mic and he said, "Hey, I thought you were really religious." And I said, "Well, I am. What's that got to do with anything?" And he said, "Well, you didn't take communion." And I said, "I'm not Catholic." And he said, "Well, I'm not either, but I'm not about to go on this mission without getting my ticket punched." So I want you to think about that. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. And the next thing I want to tell you about, the second scenario, is Johnny Marvin Ayers. He was a very good friend of mine. Johnny wasn't the smartest guy, but he had a lot of really good skills. Growing up behind him in Scouts, he could tie a knot, he could do anything in the woods, and very athletic. He could have probably played college ball, but he was very patriotic also. And when the draft came around, Johnny, instead of doing the draft once he was called, he joined Airborne, which you know is a lot of combat. But as I said, Johnny was not that intelligent, although he was a very great guy. And so they assigned him as a cook. And then in January 17th of 1969, they were short of men for a patrol. And Johnny could have stayed in camp, cooked and done things, but that wasn't Johnny. And he volunteered. Sorry. And as the trucks were going to the patrol area, he was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade and killed instantly. And we have a lot of WVU fans in here. And this will apply because Tony has four markers. The graveyard, there's one at the cemetery at Elkview, and he's on panel 34, line 19 of the Vietnam Wall. But he's also just been dedicated the bridge at Elkview, where the mall is. So as you're traveling that way to the ball games, to family and friends up north, when you go under that bridge, I'd like you to remember him. And not him, but all the other guys. And finally, there's Christ. And you know, these previous scenarios, we were all nervous. We all had a chance to live, though. Christ knew he wasn't going to live. He knew he was going to die. It was going to be in a very cruel manner. And he was scared. He prayed so hard he sweat drops of blood. And I want you to think about that today. And the three points I would like for you to remember as we take communion is, you know, don't come here to get your ticket punched. No matter what your ability, you know, you can always do something for the church and for Christ. And I want you to think about Christ and what he had to think of all those years he was growing up, knowing what he was going to face. So as we take communion, today I'd like you to remember Christ, and every day I'd like you to remember Christ. And tomorrow, take a moment and remember the guys that didn't make it back. If everybody has a cup, we'll say grace for that bread. Father, we come to you thanking you that we have this opportunity to serve you. We thank you for Christ as he suffered and forgive us of all the sins. We know we're not worthy, but we're trying. We ask these things in Christ and we pray. Amen. We'll also pray for the cup. Father, we continue our thanks. Thank you again for the blood that Christ shed for us and the manner that he lived to be an example for us. Help us to follow him, to be good servants of you, and to end our days with you, to hear we can be a good and worthy servant. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. At this time, we also take the opportunity to give. There's a plate in the back. There's online other methods to support the work of the church. If you'll bow with me in prayer. Our Father, once again we come to you, thanking you for all the blessings we have for this country. If you would, please open our hearts, help us to be cheerful givers, to help the work of the church here, to help the work of others, always to be willing to give a hand to others that need it, and just spread your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Go ahead and take this opportunity to invite our kids, and if the teachers are still here, please go with them to make their way out to the kids' worship. As they make their way out, I'll mention that Steve and Leslie are in Indianapolis. I mentioned this last week that they'd be gone this week. They are in Indianapolis this morning. And so in just a few moments, be glad that I have a cold, because I actually thought about potentially preaching this morning and I didn't feel well. So you're going to get a chance to listen to Rick Ashley with the Hills Church. The subject is Uncover the Crisis in the Church's Witness and the Call to a Transformation Beyond a Transactional Gospel. And so Rick Ashley from the Hills Church of Christ in Dallas will have a video of his sermon this morning. And before we do so, let's ask you one more time if it's convenient to stand and sing. Over all the earth, you reign on high, every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again, over every thought, over every word. May my life reflect the beauty of my Lord, 'cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again? Please be seated. Father God, we come to you this morning acknowledging that that we need your Spirit, that we can't, as Rick Ashley said, we can't grit our way to you. We have to change from the inside out. And Father, we just pray that each of us can acknowledge that we need your Spirit living in us, that we cannot change who we are without your Spirit. And we just pray that your Spirit can dwell and live in each one of us, that we can, throughout our daily lives, exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, and ultimately that was what will bring others to Christ. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And in just a moment, I'm going to lead us in an invitation song. Just want to encourage anyone who has any needs whatsoever to come forward. If you have needs, just if you need prayers of the leaders or with our family here, you can make your way forward. If you want to put Christ in baptism, any needs that you have, just feel free to come forward as we stand and sing together, Nearer, Still Nearer.
Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart.
Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, oh, fold me close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Nearer, still nearer, nothing I bring, not as an offering to Jesus my King. Only my sinful, now contrite heart, grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Nearer, still nearer, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast. Through endless ages, ever to be, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee. Nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee.
Once again, it's good to see everyone out on this another beautiful Lord's Day. So let's go to God in prayer and give Him thanks for all the blessings that we've received. Father, we thank you for this, another day of life that you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity to come here today and to hear a message from your word. We thank you for the opportunity to sing these songs of praise to you. And importantly, we thank you for the opportunity to come to you in prayer. Father, we pray that your blessings would be upon each one that's gathered here today. And pray also for those that couldn't be here, that due to sickness or travel or whatever their circumstance might be, that they desired to be here but couldn't. And we pray your blessings be upon them also. Father, there's a number of our members that are sick and suffering, and we know that you know who they are and what their needs are, and we just pray that you'd be with each one of them and help them as they have that need. Father, we pray for this congregation. Pray that you'd help us as we do those things here in this community. We pray that our light would shine to others and that they might be drawn to you. Father, we thank you most for Christ Jesus, your Son and Savior, who gave his life that all who believed in him might have life eternal. Father, go with us now as we leave this place, to go back to our homes, wherever they may be, wherever we may go. Watch over and care for us until that time we return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.